The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Whether you have pain in your back or joints, surgery may not be the answer. Instead of the dangers involved in cutting out tissue, consider healing and rejuvenating the area with stem cells, platelet-rich plasma, or prolotherapy. The treatments that are available to professional athletes are now available for you. Watch the videos at jointrehab.com or call the Darrow Wellness Institute at 800-300-9300. 800-300-9300. That's 800-300-9300.
Welcome back to Living Pain-Free with Dr. Mark Darrow. I'm your host, Nita Valens, and we're taking your calls at 866-870-5752. And right now, Doctor is speaking with Jim.
Jim, hang with me a second. I got a couple of things to say before we get to more of your questions, which I love, by the way. You're a very smart man. Number one, if you call me right now or you call the office, I will send out a free book. It's called Stem Cell and Platelet Therapy, Regenerate, Don't Operate. So the whole concept of what my life work has been for the past 25 plus years since my residency at UCLA has been to heal the musculoskeletal system, all the orthopedic issues, without surgery. And listen, I used to love doing surgery. I was on the path to become an orthopedic surgeon until I had my boss do my right shoulder, operate on it. I loved the guy. He was a great professor, great surgeon. But the surgery failed miserably, and my arm was swollen for months and months, and I had a fever, and it literally took 4 years to get it back to the place it was before the surgery and finally heal it. And the way that I healed it was by injecting my own shoulder with what was called prolotherapy back in the day, meaning to proliferate new tissue growth. So I am the poster boy for regenerative medicine, the new form of prolotherapy, and I've injected both my knees, both my shoulders, both my elbows, my right wrist. I've had other people inject my neck and my back, and every time it has worked on me. Sometimes I've had to do more than one treatment. This is not a miracle cure. Don't think it is. It is something that just works, and it's not going to work on everybody. I've got to give all my disclaimers here. I don't want to sound like a fanatic, but I have to tell you, this stuff works. And there are reasons it doesn't work on people. Number one is too much activity. Some people will get an injection and they're going to go out and play pickleball afterwards or whatever sport. Some people continue to take anti-inflammatories, which can blunt the inflammation needed for healing. Some people, and things like that are ibuprofen. Some people just don't get enough treatment. They think it's a miracle and it should have just happened overnight, which it does sometimes. But most of the time, no. Sometimes it can take a while for the tissue to grow back and heal. Then there's a lot of docs that do this work but don't use an ultrasound to look inside of the body to see where the needle is going. They don't even know where they're putting the solution. It's not even necessarily on the pain generator. And then there's what I call bad docs, guys that don't know what they're doing at all. They've taken a weekend course or someone showed you them what to do. And if you ask them how many, if you go to them, say, how many of these procedures, let's say a hip, have you done yesterday, the day before, last month? Don't be shy with doctors. Ask questions. Find out what they know and what they don't know. Just because they say they do something doesn't mean they do much of it. So those are the things that really are the reasons it doesn't work for people. So go to the website, www.jointrehab.com, if you like. You can watch videos of me doing these procedures. We have a couple of callers waiting here I'm going to get to in a second. And then if you want to call in and get a free copy of my book, Stem Cell and Platelet Therapy, Regenerate, Don't Operate. It's got about 250 studies on regenerative medicine, how it works, the science, and why surgery is not the best option anymore. Well, there are reasons you have to get surgery, of course. Terrible things, though. I'm not a believer in getting surgery for rotator cuff tears, for tendon transfers, things like that, meniscal tears, labral tears. Most of the surgeries that are done in orthopedics, I don't think should be done, but there are many of them that have to be done, and God bless you surgeons for doing them. You guys do the hardest work in medicine, and I honor you for doing that. So I'm not against surgeons. I'm against a lot of the surgeries that are being done that I think shouldn't be done. So, Jim, we've got a couple other callers. Do you have any burning questions before we move on to them?
I think Jim may have said goodbye already.
Yeah. So we're going to go to Saul, and he's got a shoulder issue with torn ligaments. Saul, Dr. Mark Darrow, how are you today?
Hello. How are you, doctor?
I'm living it up, man. It couldn't be better.
Great. I won't make this long. I'm on the freeway and approaching my office. But anyway, a torn ligament in my shoulder. I've been to two doctors. One guy wants to cut, and the other guy says go for physical therapy, and I've chosen the latter.
Okay. I think that's wise.
What do you recommend?
I always reserve surgery for the very last thing. Now, you mentioned that you have torn ligaments, but probably you have torn tendons, not ligaments. Is that correct?
Possibly.
Okay.
I may have the word incorrect.
Yeah, because it's basically the same type of tissue. Tendons and ligaments are just pieces of collagen. But the tendons connect muscle to bone, and ligaments connect bones to bones. And in the shoulder, in the shoulder, most likely it's a tendon tear, which is most typically the supraspinatus tendon. That's the one that in the shoulder most commonly is injured. If you want to come in for an appointment, an examination, I can tell you what's going on by just using my hands. I don't know if you heard this before, but I have two tears in my right shoulder. Yeah, I have two tears in my right shoulder, but I don't have any pain in my shoulder. Actually, I have three. Two tendon tears, the supraspinatus and the subscapularis, and a labral tear. But I don't have any pain because I've already injected my entire shoulder and comprehensively, and the pain is gone. I'm going to go out later today and take a golf lesson, and I hit the ball pretty hard. I'm not a good golfer, but I like to hit hard. And I've had terrible shoulder pain in my life. Both of my shoulders were locked up with adhesive capsulitis, you know, frozen shoulder, at different times, and I healed both of them. So I'm pretty sure that I can help your shoulders, but I won't know until I examine you. So if you want to get into the office, call for an appointment. The phone number to the office is 800-300-9300. And if you want to, you can email me through my website at www.jointrehab.com. Every page has a spot to email me. And for you folks that want to call in, I'm going to mail you out postage free my pretty thick, dense book with 250 so studies on regenerative medicine, how it works, and how surgery is failing people. And there's a lot of information in this book, Platelet Therapy, Stem Cell, and How to Regenerate Without Operating. So, and the foreword is by Suzanne Summers, you know, one of the most famous alternative celebrities on the planet. I've worked on her with very good success. I've worked on her son, Bruce, and worked on his children. So I'm sort of a legacy in their family. I've worked on three generations there. All right, Sal, so God bless you. I think there's good hope for your shoulder healing naturally using platelets from your body or stem cells. Any other questions?
That's it. Thank you.
All right. God bless you.
Thanks for your call, Sal.
So I'm going to give out the phone number once more, and then we're going to get to Joe, who has a question about a cramp in the morning. So the phone number to call me about your musculoskeletal issues, joints, tendons, ligaments, tears, you know, you name it, things that are bothering you that you're thinking about getting surgery for, please check out regenerative medicine first, because it's so easy. You walk in, you get some injections, and you walk out. There's none of the dangers that surgery has. And you can call the office if you want to make an appointment or get more information. The number of the office is 800-300-9300. So, Joe, tell me what's up. You wake up in the morning and you have a cramp in your calf or something like that?
Oh, thank you very much. Now, this is a weird thing. I wake up in the morning, during the night. I get up a few times during the night. I'm fine. And then I try to sneak in an extra hour, you know. And sure. When I get up after that extra hour, sometimes my, well, a lot of the time, I've got a cramp in my right. There's a bone there that you, if you sit on the bone, it's sort of fine. If you sit and your bone slips, it's right in there, this cramp. The other thing is if I bend over early in the morning, you know, before I'm talking 5 or 10 minutes after waking up. If I bend over to pick something up, I have to spread my legs to bend over and hope that I don't get a cramp. Okay. And usually I don't, but sometimes I even get one then. And then I tell you, in 15 minutes, I'm fine. I can play golf.
Oh, good. Maybe you can give me a lesson. I love golf lessons.
I'm going to tell you. I'm going to tell you. Paul Wilson, go on.
Oops.
Ball. Not hit the ball and try to kill it. That's what ruins golf and your body.
I'll look up Paul Wilson.
You don't hit the ball.
Okay, I'm going to look him up. So let me find out something.
He'll save it. But what is going on with me in terms of this is the first thing in the morning kind of thing? Then it wears off, and it's only I think I'm lack of exercise has a lot to do with it.
Okay, is it at the bottom of your butt? At the top of your hamstring?
Well, when you sit down, there's a bone you sit on.
Yeah.
It's right next to that. And sometimes it's a little higher than that in the back. I have two issues. It's in the back higher than that I bend over.
Okay. So that area is called the ischial tuberosity. It's the bottom of the pelvis or the sit bone. And you can look that up on Google. It's where the hamstrings attach. And there's a bursa there, the gluteal bursa. Bursa is a fluid-filled sac. So yours might be inflamed. And the reason these things often happen in the middle of the night is because of dehydration, because we're not drinking in the middle of the night.
That makes a lot of sense. That's my big problem is hydration.
Okay. So typically people get these in their calf muscle, and they wake up screaming in pain. And the way to handle that, if it's in the calf muscle, is grab your toes as fast as you can and pull them towards your face very, very, very firmly. And that'll get rid of that cramp. Now, this is weird, right? I had that cramp about 2 weeks ago, and I woke up in the middle of the night, and I literally was screaming. I knew what to do. I grabbed my toes, pulled them up, and the cramp immediately abated. I then went to the bathroom and I took some potassium, calcium, and magnesium. Those are electrolytes. Okay? When you're dehydrated, you often can get low in these electrolytes. All right? So I take those.
I'm really up on all the electrolytes.
Okay.
But during the night, you lose a lot of fluid. And I've asked my doctor, I says, you know, if you pee out all that fluid, don't drink 2 hours before you go to bed and you won't pee out all of it. Well, you dehydrate during the night, absolutely.
Okay.
And I take potassium and I take magnesium and even some sodium with a hydration drink.
Sure.
But you nailed it. If that's really the cause of this, then that's absolutely what I'm fighting all the time is dehydration.
All right. And you may not be taking enough electrolytes. Some people waste their electrolytes. Wasting meaning they just pee it out. You can talk to your doctor about that. If I were you, I would get a lab test to check, see what the levels are, find out scientifically.
All right, so the fact that it goes away It's sounding more like dehydration to you then.
I think so, because you probably get up.
Yeah.
You drink something. Most people drink something in the morning. I hope it's not a Bloody Mary.
Yeah, no, water. I drink water to, you know, get back that hydration. And
water alone won't do it, Joe.
No.
The water
and then I drink something called Gatorlyte.
Okay.
And that's got all the stuff. I drink 3 bottles of water, 1 bottle of Gatorlyte. That's my what the fire department says is the average.
Okay. Well, that's good.
And you
sound like a smart guy.
It's helped. I get it now. I was worried about all kinds of bad things, but you know.
Well, look, I'm not telling you that's the answer. I don't know the answer. You're not my patient.
Right.
I haven't examined you.
There's 20
other things I can think of that could be causing it.
Yeah.
But, you know, we go to the simple things first.
Right.
There's something called a differential diagnosis. That means when a doctor sees something, he tells you what he thinks the most pertinent thing is. But underneath that, there's other lesser possibilities. And this could be any one of a lot of them. I would have to examine you and see what it is.
And I'm sorry, the fact that I drink in the morning when I wake up, I try to hydrate right away because I know I've lost fluid. And then I don't have the problem. I'm sitting there. I sit on the couch with this pain. I sit on the couch. 10 minutes later, it's gone.
That's a miracle. I'm happy for you. But the thing is, you shouldn't have it happening at all. There's maybe something underlying there. And the only way I can tell you and help you so you don't have that cramp is for you to come in the office and let me touch the area and move you around and find out what's really going on.
Yeah, okay.
And if it's not bad enough, if it's not bad enough, if it's not bad enough, Joe, live with it, you know. There's a great saying that one of my great teachers told me. When you're sick and tired of being sick and tired, you'll change. And until then, you're going to have the same behavior. So it's up to you. It's your choice. You're living with it, not me.
You and I'm serious. If I could return the favor, Paul Wilson on YouTube, he'll save you.
I'm going to look him up right after the show.
You'll be golfing. If you go to him in Vegas for one trip, you'll be golfing like a tour pro after the first lesson, and that's no kidding.
All right. Send me the ticket. I'm on my
all
way.
Right. Okay. Thank you so much. I appreciate it.
Joe, God bless you, and I appreciate your call. So
Thank you.
The rest of you that want to call in, the phone number live and local right now is 866-870-5752. I'm going to repeat it, 866-870-5752. You can talk to me right now. And if you don't call in, I'm going to probably torture Nita Valens with some terrible jokes. What do you think, Nita?
Well, I was thinking I could run down the hall. No, I'm just kidding.
Oh, so Nita, this is a real easy one for you.
Oh, but I forgot to tell you something.
Tell me.
We haven't said lately that when people call the program today at 866-870-5752, they get your book for free. It's an amazing book. I have it with me, Stem Cell and Platelet Therapy, Regenerate, Don't Operate. And I have a couple copies in the car I'm delivering to people today in pain after the program, actually.
You're making house calls.
Yeah, I do, actually.
The other thing that I didn't mention in this half hour is we use regenerative medicine of platelets and stem cells on faces and heads. For the face, it's to grow back the tissue and grow your collagen back. As we age, the collagen dries up all over the body. And on the head, to regrow hair if your hair is thinning out. So, Nita, it's time for a little punishment. You ready for action?
Well, I think we could frame that more positively. I don't feel like it's punishment. I feel it's like a brain challenge, you know?
Okay, good.
Yeah.
Nita, why do diapers and what do diapers and politicians have in common?
I went to a lot of places with that, but none of them are radio...
Appropriate?
Appropriate, yes.
Well, I'm going to say it a nice way.
Okay.
They both need changing regularly.
I like that.
And for exactly the same reason.
That's really a good one. I like
that. Isn't
that
a good one?
Yes, yes.
And they didn't beat me off the radio for it, so that's good.
That's right. That's a one good one. I
one
love
more,
that one.
One more for you till we get some callers.
Yeah, you want to give the phone number first?
Sure. 866-870-5752. Give me a call. Get Nita off the hot seat. 866-870-5752. And you can go to the website to watch me on videos of these procedures of regenerative medicine, of growing back tissue instead of cutting it out. And the website is www.jointrehab.com. There's a place to email me on every page there, too. And if you want to call the office, the number there is 800-300-9300. All right, Nita, you ready?
Ready as I'll ever be.
I think you're going to like this one.
Okay.
What device will find furniture in a poorly lit room every time?
A flashlight.
That's good. I like that. Your shin bone.
That is such an orthopedic joke. I love that.
But it's true. And you know what? There's not a day that goes by when I'm examining knees or feet and I'm looking at people's shins where they don't have black and blue marks all over the place. It's just so common, especially if people are on medicines that thin the blood, if they have heart issues and they have to take a blood thinner, a little bump causes, you know, a bruise. So sometimes it'll be all over their shins, all around their elbows, places that they bump inadvertently. So, Nita, I'm going to be good to you because
oh, yeah?
We have a caller coming
oh,
in.
Oh, well, just wanted to make a quick comment about knees is that I think we need to be more conscious of our knees. That's all.
Because you could have measles.
Okay.
One more quickie before.
Okay.
Here we go.
Oh, wait.
You're
here's
saved.
Tina.
Tina, you just saved Nita here. So is this your
Hello?
Dad? Is this about your dad's low back?
Yeah.
Okay. Hit me with your question. What's the story on your daddy?
He's 93 years old, and he has degenerative disc disease. He has had several cortisone injections, and they are not working anymore. So I'm trying to find out what else could possibly help him.
All right. So number one, Tina, most people as they age end up with some degenerative joint disease. Okay.
Uh-huh.
Now, does he also have degenerative disc disease, where the discs are
yes.
collapsing? Okay.
Degenerative disc disease.
So those two things in and of themselves don't necessarily cause neck or back pain. They're just,
uh-huh.
I'm going to call it kind of normal aging because we
uh-huh.
dry out. The collagen dries out. And the connections
mm-hmm.
between the bones, the facet joints,
mm-hmm.
start to get a little bit ratty, you know, just from aging, which is people say, well, I've never been injured. And I say, you're 93 years old. You injure yourself all day long just by moving around. You know, from
mm-hmm.
the time we're born, we're in a sense, we're injuring ourselves from overuse.
Mm-hmm.
So I would have to touch his back. I wouldn't give him any more steroid shots. I don't think they're good for him. And they can upset
yeah.
the adrenal cortex.
Yeah, they're
cortex.
Not helping anymore anyway.
Yeah, and they're, you know, they don't really last. So what I would
right.
want to do, hopefully, is find the area that's causing the pain, inject it with his own platelets or stem cells, and actually thicken up the tissue and rejuvenate it and make him, instead of being 93, make him be 73, 63, 53.
Uh-huh.
You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
So that's very possible. I can't tell you a darn thing unless you bring him into the office and let me touch the areas that bother him. And then I can tell
mm-hmm.
you what we can do, if anything. I can't promise anything.
Okay.
So the number to the office, if I were you, I'd call there now, 800-300-9300. And we're going to send you a free copy of my book, Stem Cell and Platelet Therapy, Regenerate, Don't Operate. And go to the website. You can watch me injecting joints in the back or all over. www.jointrehab.com. God bless you, Tina, and God bless your father. And thank you, Nita Valens and Alex and Suzette and the rest of the staff.
Thank you, everybody. We'll see you next time.
You've been listening to Living Pain-Free with Dr. Mark Darrow. Now that you've heard Dr. Darrow, you can schedule an appointment to talk with him in person by calling his office anytime at 800-300-9300. That's 800-300-9300. Or go online to jointrehab.com. Again, the website is jointrehab.com. Living Pain-Free with Dr. Mark Darrow is heard Saturdays at 10 a.m. and 1 p.m. and Sundays at 5 p.m. here on AM 870, The Answer. Remember, to take the first step toward a pain-free life, call to schedule an appointment by calling 800-300-9300. That's 800-300-9300. Live long and pain-free. And thanks for joining us today.
Three-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.